Market View on Money FM 89.3.
It all depends on how you look at China's third quarter GDP figures. On one hand, 4.9% growth is something that many countries in the world would die for, given the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on various economies in the world. But apparently, this missed median estimates of economists surveyed by Bloomberg and Reuters, who were expecting slightly better growth from China than 4.9%. Well, how should we treat these numbers, and how exactly is this influencing markets moving forward? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, I'm joined once again by Mr. Jimmy Tzu, who's chief strategist at Fullerton Markets out in Shanghai, to share with us his thoughts on how the GDP print will matter, if it will matter at all, for market sentiment moving forward. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us, and glad to have you back on the show after all this time, and also, even more importantly, glad to hear you're in good health during these times.
Thank you.
Jimmy, so let's talk first about the landscape across markets in Asia. And when you look at how Asia-Pacific markets are trading right now, there's a bit of a split, because you're seeing most markets making decent gains, but markets in mainland China are slightly in the red at the moment. Is this reflective of diverging reactions to that GDP print, which might have been seen as good news by those outside of mainland China, but perhaps just a little underwhelming for those in mainland China? Is that a fair assessment, or am I off on it?
I don't see this as a very negative reaction. The reason is, people just see that, you know, the GDP figure just below the market earlier expectation. But I mean, if we look at on the comparison basis, I mean, 4.9% growth is still much faster than the rest of the major economy. And also we see the exciting thing is the industrial output for September, also the retail sales, that actually all post the quickest gains so far in this year. So that actually gives the signal that, you know, the recovery probably will continue to extend into the fourth quarter.
Right. And again, just touching on those two, on that point, you know, industrial production growing by 6.9%, retail sales growing by 3.3%, both of these actually beating estimates for the most part. I mean, how important is this, and how is this influencing or helping advise your outlook and your strategy for markets as we head towards the end of the year and perhaps even to 2021?
The correlation between the industrial output and the GDP data actually holds about 0.8 past 10 years. So if the industrial output reaches about 6.9%, that actually gives the signal that, you know, the GDP for fourth quarter probably will reach about, maybe if can sustainable, about 6 to 6.9%, probably can reach about maybe around 5.5% to 6%.
Okay. You know, a lot of this also is interesting because earlier on today, the PBOC actually said that that they think that the Chinese economy for the full year can actually register 2% growth. Now, that's that's much lower than your averages of 6 to 6.5% we've seen in recent years. But given the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's still solid growth as compared to most other major economies. Currently, though, the Chinese economy, I believe, is up 0.7% year to date. Now, 2.5 months left in the year. Do you think that China can actually register 2% growth, given how much little time we have left until the end of the year? And what might make you either confident or skeptical of this?
I think the below estimate GDP today, which also might not be a bad news, another reason is because of what we see the third quarter, the trade balance, which is actually is slightly lower than the expectations, but that also because of the rising imports in the third quarters. So that also reflect the demand, the domestic demand actually for these quarters actually also see the improving cases. On the other hand, the Chinese economy, the contribution to the global economy actually has another function is you have the supply when lots of countries, especially in the US and Eurozone, are in the lockdown. So lots of activities are not easy to carry on. So China can serve as a role to continue to supply the goods and the services to the world. So I think that's probably one of the very important message that, you know, the GDP present for this morning.
Right. Jimmy, as we know, this quarter is still going to be very, there's still a lot of possible uncertainty. On one hand, you have the U.S. elections coming up. I'm sure folks over in China are going to be watching this very closely. And also because of the winter season and the potential threat of COVID-19 cases starting to come back up. Given all this landscape of potential risk and uncertainty, how are you at Fullerton Markets preparing for these particular potential risk-off events moving forward, and how is this influencing your decision, your investment decisions moving forward?
You know, if 2016 is an example, no one really knows probably what will exactly happen. But I think the direct impact on the Chinese economy probably will be the U.S. dollar as a short term. So now seems like Biden leads Trump about 10 basis points, and that also will help probably push the U.S. dollar lower because lots of people might think that Biden's foreign policy would be more dovish compared to Trump's administration. So if that is the case, the weaker U.S. dollar, actually, I would say that it will probably will push the stronger yuan, and that will also help to spur the Chinese domestic demand. Also, will make the PBOC monetary policy more flexible.
Okay. But again, as we saw in 2016, I mean, if there's always that chance that the polls get it wrong or the market, the folks in the market actually get it wrong. How would you advise folks to prepare for for possible shocks, given how unpredictable we've seen these things can be, U.S. elections, that is?
I think there's two indicators. Just actually, you can watch for this. One is the U.S. dollar. If you see a sudden spike of the U.S. dollar move higher, that means probably some portfolios are moving to the safe haven assets. The other is the VIX. The VIX index is always at sometimes it's at before the stocks market. So I think these two indicators probably will give some investors some direction that you know whether the shocking outcome will come or not.
All right. Jimmy Tzu, Chief Strategist at Fullerton Markets. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to join us today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about your impressions of China's GDP figures and how it might matter for markets as we head into a potentially volatile fourth quarter or deeper into this quarter. I wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety out there in Shanghai in these times. And we look forward to having you back on the show again in the future. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.